was out there talking.
I've been wanting to use that thing for 4 years. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our May 15th Commissioner's Court meeting. Let the record reflect we have a quorum. I want to call the meeting to order. We got the full quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd like to ask that you stand and please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by word of prayer led by Commissioner McNamara. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for many blessings, Lord. We thank you for the sunshine, Lord, today. We've had our share of the rain at this point in time. We ask that you keep your hand upon each victim that's been affected by this rain and torrential devastation that we're having, Lord. And we ask you to make them whole again. And Lord, we ask you to be with us in this meeting, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Item number four, public comments.
Do not have any.
You have any public comments? There's really no public comments.
Judge, can I go ahead and give an update on the weather?
Sure.
No rain.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, so currently at the shelter, we're housing 43 individuals. We got 40 cats. I mean, $40, 11 cats. Today, we're going to do a pass-through for food, water, and mop buckets for the individuals. Damage assessments.
So the other day, Monday, I got a call. The lightning struck the shelter. It actually and knocked out the power, but y'all got Chico on the way and Lonnie and maintenance, and y'all got it back up and running, but I understand there's some damages. And I saw some interesting pictures. I've never heard of lightning striking concrete, and it blew a big old hole in the parking lot. That's better than a direct hit on the generator of the building, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
By far.
Damage assessments on the individual side. We've done 242 so far. Team have validated 194 of those, which is good on that side. PSTAT, believe we're...
Tell the public what PSTAT stands for.
So that's the public assistance side. So that's your public-owned facilities. We're doing damage assessment on those, which the commissioners have stepped up and knocked that out pretty well and pretty quick. We're above... We're above par. We're Caroline helping out and stuff like that. We're above some other counties.
That's good. That's good. Well, tell them what you told me about how well a job the commissioners are doing. They like to hear that stuff every once in a while.
So far, we're at $4,432,236 on that damage so far. Our threshold was $126,049.20. So we're kind of knocking that out, and that's great. We still got a little bit more to go. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we got our river prediction for the next few days due to the local rain and from Dallas. Friday morning, we're looking at 100,000 cubic feet per second coming out of the dam, and by Friday afternoon, there's going to be a record 130,000 cubic feet per second.
Wow. To give y'all some perspective, during Harvey it got up to 111,000. During this last event, it passed that and got up to 125,000. And you say it's going to be back at 100 by Friday, huh?
Yes, sir.
9 is when it starts flooding in the bottoms.
Yep.
9 is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say in portions of Cedar Valley, there's a portion over there that starts at they start moving out at 40.
Yes, right. Down there by the boat ramp.
Yeah.
So that's part of Cedar Valley still underwater currently, so with this extra rain, they're gonna go back. A lot of individuals already moved back into their homes, so today and tomorrow, we're gonna go be out and tell the people, hey, it's time to go again. So that's where we're standing so far.
And when you go tell them, it's a beautiful day like today, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm finna get my fishing pole, and that water's coming, no matter what the sun's doing down here. That's what's so...
Emmett, do you know what the number is with Tetum in the state?
For the whole state of Texas, yeah. It's... So I believe we're at 55 million.
Okay, so we hit the trigger for that, too.
Yes. So, and that was as of yesterday morning, we were at 50 million.
Yeah, well, you might need to send Biden a letter and tell him we support him so that he would send the money on down.
Yeah. So we've had one meeting with FEMA so far. That was last Wednesday. They said they're going to start doing validation via Zoom and computer meetings with Tetum and stuff like that. So far, that's the only meeting that I've been involved with. They haven't had another local meeting with all the jurisdictions yet. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. Shout out for the Cape. When the trailers were brought in for the washers and dryers and the showers, we needed a generator. I called Chico. I tried to get them to come temporary some service in, and it was like back of Congress. So I called your mud guy.
He's
loaded it up and brought it right to us. We had to do a little work on it, but we got it when we were using it. So thank you.
I will.
Judge, you was talking about the concrete. Hobby Airport had an incident down there the other night. Lightning hit the runway and shut the whole airport down.
Wow.
until they could get it repaired all that night till in the morning, the next morning.
I heard it when it struck, it rattled the windows in my office, but I thought, Lord, something's tore up. But it knocked the power out in the shelter, and we didn't know until Lonnie and them, Chico, got over there. I thought we was fixing to have to move everybody to reopen the Shepherd shelter and put them over there, but thank goodness they got everything. Well, because that'd have been a mess trying to relocate all them 40 dogs and folks. And anyway, till we got this weather report, we hadn't we come? We were looking at winding down about Monday, but we can't do that if.
If we sent out a deal on the road, just opened up yesterday. So everybody be prepared. If they were flooded last week, they're going to be flooded this weekend. So
We've had some teams come in that were going to start transitioning people out of the shelter. We also had some for case management to help people find other locations through GetCap. And that's scheduled for Friday. But if the weather's not permitting, then we're going to have to reschedule that also.
There's some people in my area that still can't even get to their house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Water wheel.
So if we start getting all that new rain, all in places where y'all have been fixing roads like honeybees, all that new material is
gone. It may be.
It could be.
Well, on the road I live in, you fixed a 3-foot thing where all it blew out, and I catch it when it gets over. It's going to wash on my driveway that next, so
I can tell you.
I try to hold it.
On Everett Lane, Monday after the first event, it blew the COVID out. People couldn't get out, so I had.
That's on 224 up there.
On 224, I had A1 dirt haul 10 loads, and they put it in place. They did it because we were busy elsewhere. They put 10 loads in there just to get them back and forth. And I don't know if it was the second rain or the third rain, washed it completely out again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was just a temporary fix. So later this week, last week, Lady brought his employees over to the excavator, and we put a different cord in there.
Yeah, and
it's just one thing after the next.
It's important to put out what Emmett was saying, $4 million worth of damage. That's just emergency work. We haven't done permanent work yet.
No.
So, you know, you got the potential for seeing the same thing again this week.
But they got to fix that disconnect between here and Washington, D.C., because if he doesn't sign on the dotted line, we won't be getting no federal help. Isn't that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
Yeah, that's right. You got to sign it to get it.
Yeah.
Maybe on vacation.
I hope that battle we've been at, they've been having over the last couple of years over immigration and fences and border crossings doesn't play into whether or not we get, you know what I'm saying? Politics is, can be kind of rough.
Yeah, once you reach that threshold, that's pretty much nails it.
Well, I hope so.
On the other, we'll take.
That's a different deal.
Yeah, that's a different deal, but.
Even he can't do nothing about it.
All right, any, appreciate that report. I wish it was better news about the weather, though.
We had a death in the county, Kobe Winfrey, you know, if you know him, he's a young man. Scott Winfrey.
I knew his daddy, and his daddy was killed in a car wreck a few years ago. Wow. Speaking of that, I'm sure all of y'all knew Chief Joseph used to be the school chief of police. He passed away a couple of days ago. I think his services are going to be Saturday. That's what I was told.
Judge, I'm scheduled for knee surgery on Monday, so I'm going to be kind of out of pocket. I can still be reached by phone. But if any of you guys need some technical help, you need to go to our ace number one backup here, Blake. So.
We're just worried about the checkbook. Leave a couple signed checks.
I've got a few, yeah. Just come on over. You know where I live.
We've kind of rolled into number five, announcement and possible discussion of items public or community interest for which no action will be taken. Anything else y'all got? I know everything's been a madhouse around here. What has it been, 2 weeks we're into this?
Sure.
2 weeks.
I wasn't in this capacity during Harvey, but I don't know if that lasted this long.
No, it didn't.
Not this stage of the game, so to speak.
It wasn't there.
Actually, this, I agree, this is much worse than Harvey was, you know, because it's trained over the same areas, and that's what keeps giving the lingering effect.
I mean, we had situations where folks were all trapped in our own little areas there at one time or another. It's
I don't think we had intensities as bad as we got this time at Harvey. There had been people that have measured 7 to 10 inches of water per hour, which is epic. I mean, there's no way you can handle that much water.
Global warming.
More likely solar effects. When was the last time you ever saw the Aurora Borealis in Texas?
Yeah,
20
years ago.
That happened right after the eclipse.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right, well, I guess we don't have much of an agenda. I had a school and left Tuesday evening, so. But anyway, it's all right. We'll take care of what business we have here. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve actions and purchases as necessary in response to recent flood event disaster number 24014. I put that on there because a lot of things are going on, and we try to have an item that we can authorize and get approval for items related to this disaster.
Well, again, along those lines, Judge, I've given each of you a copy of a letter that I did for Commissioner Natino, explaining why we had to do emergency repairs in a certain place and coming up with a number and coming up with the reasons why. And giving the support.
I just seen it.
Yeah. But fundamentally, what you need to do, this ought to really become your Bible. This is the public assistance program and policy guide put out by FEMA. The latest version is version 4. If you don't have a copy of that, I'm sure Emmett could get you a copy, but this really ought to become your Bible in how you document this stuff. But make sure that if you do have emergency repairs, you've got some sort of letter or some sort of reason, and I can certainly do that for you, or Emmett can. But just don't jump into something without having some sort of documented support to do it. We're going to get into this thing with Tatum and FEMA now, and it's going to last a while.
Silver Creek? I never heard of Silver Creek. Is that something that feeds Palmetto?
No, it starts right there out of right south of Pete Garland's RV park.
North of Holiday Village.
It just starts right there.
Well, I mean, Palmetto, that's where Hidden Coves is. It's on Palmetto.
It's draining the opposite way. It's draining toward Alaska, straight to the lake.
Straight to the lake, yes, sir. It's probably about 2,000 feet long from Hidden Cove Road to the lake.
I did have some correspondence with Steve Roberts, the TRA board, one of the members, to see if there may be some monetary help. Not so much for the county, but for, there are two residents there where their slab is like 3 foot away from this ditch, and they're calling me saying it's the county's water, it's the county's problem, and I cannot help them, but I'm trying to find it.
The county's water?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what everybody tells us. There's four of us sitting right here. We get it every day. This is your water. You need to do something with it. It's flooding my place, blah, blah, blah. So.
It ain't the county's water.
I get that.
The good Lord put the water there.
Folks, and you can't tell them don't drain the water in the county ditch. The ditch is not created to drain the water off of your property.
That's
right.
The
ditch is created to drain the water off the road.
If the water ran across their property before they built the house there, they probably should have thought about that.
No, it's a ravine.
I got 200 of them in one set of vision. Complaining every day.
So anyway, I'm hoping that, and he sent me some stuff and I didn't have a chance to read it this morning. Hopefully we can find them some help.
Copy me on that, would you, Mark?
I did not even open it up this morning.
I got you. Okay. You know, technically, I guess the state's water, surface water, is owned by the water board, really.
It ain't the county's water.
It ain't the county. Ain't no way it's county water.
Well, that's not what they think.
I understand that, because you're the line guy that's going to get the call. I've been there.
This may be one. Remember we talked with Brianna?
Yeah.
Okay, this may be something that...
Well, unfortunately, that's only with the San Jacinto River.
But we can partner up because, well,
I don't know. I don't know who.
Because the Water Development Board may be able to get involved with that.
Well, that's why I contacted them and got these people to try to get in touch with them and the TRA, because between the Water Board and the TRA owns the water when it's about 1,000 feet from the lake or something like that. So somewhere in there, either the Water Board or TRA ought to be able to help them. But the county can't. Nothing we can do to help them on that deal.
So prior to the rain, it was a 20. You're not saying it washed it out 20 foot deep, are you?
I sure am.
You was telling me there wasn't a wash out there before?
No, sir.
It was a gully drain in there, but it wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't nothing like a
well, a gully or whatever.
Did you see the pictures?
No, he didn't see it.
No, I'm not in. I don't have that.
Wow.
Pass it to the boss.
It's bad. Yeah,
Mark's got it.
That's Commissioner Natuno standing on that hill.
They rerouted a 6-inch water main out of the ditch. The other side of the road, back to the ditch.
Well, that's what you're standing on. Is
that this?
They've got a stake with T-post along the side of the road.
Is that some sort of a berm that somebody built, or is
that? That's the side of the gully.
Wow.
The water running.
Wow.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Someone just washed off right up against the road now. And I don't know how many houses are in Hidden Cove, probably 300, similar to Waterwood. They're probably not quite as big as Waterwood, but that's their only way in and out. So you can't just sit on my heels and wait for it to fix.
Where you're standing, that's private property.
That, yeah, well, we got a 60-foot easement through there, but yeah, that's probably getting close to being 30 foot over there.
That washout is within 4 feet of Hidden Cove Road, which is, if that goes, we're going to block 60 to 70 people or homes back in there.
Yep.
60 or 70.
Or 10 by 200, probably.
That's what I estimated.
Yeah. Wow.
But no, we got to do something like wiki wiki.
So I got a contractor coming today to pile some sheets on the side of it.
He got the
time. He said it did. Sure it up.
Grab some pilings and bulkhead it off, sorry.
Yeah. Well, at least the road, I mean,
I don't know
what to do with those poor people in there.
Or else it'll just wash out again.
How far to, from the dirt to the top of where the road is now?
Probably
10 feet, 8, 10 feet.
Yeah, a good 12 feet. We're not going to be able to bring the piling up to the road. If we grab 6 foot, of the road, three, 4 foot below the road.
Oh, there's your rear out of it.
At least we can create a ditch.
That's a reroute.
Put some board off.
So how big of a culvert is there?
It's a 36 under there.
I see.
So this is one of the roads that was fixed during Ike, with Ike recovery. We got this whole road totally rehabbed after Ike.
So planning on leaving the sheet pile?
Yeah.
Good guy,
that
carburetor.
Yeah.
It didn't bend,
though.
Oh, it ain't
going to
bend.
Yeah.
But you'd have to interlock it.
Yeah, that's
what
happened
to get
this
one. I just got to see cups in there. Mm-hmm. But I want to change. That's a thought.
Yeah. So anyway, it's one dilemma.
So $60,000 temporary fix?
No, I don't think this is going to be a temp. I think we can pretty permanently fix it for 20 plus.
That's not what my estimate
said.
What's your estimate?
I read it.
Yeah,
almost $60,000.
I don't think it's going to cost that much.
$54,000, what he just said.
He said $50 a square foot to drive the pilot and provide the pilings. So we figured about $12-$15 on the pilings. And then
that's probably more right. What I did was, well, you can read it. I mean, I figured it was going to be about $50,000.
That's what I read.
So how long the pilot?
He's got 12 foot.
Point being, guys, I can do that for you. If you got some sort of issue that you need to act on, we probably need to make sure we file something like this before you just act.
Well, I probably need you to do one for every one of the Waterwood covers. Yeah.
I agree. At least that gives you both ways to go in there and do something, and somebody told you to do it, and you're in imminent danger. And every one of them that you're looking at, even Waterwood, is imminent. You're blocking people.
Mercy access vehicle.
Exactly.
Well, did I hear you say you got Waterwood open back up, at least temporary?
One of the 60-inch culvert that is north of Comanche, we replaced it last week and opened it up Friday, where they can actually come down the parkway, Comanche and 946 back out. But the big culvert is not. We had to order the culverts. And they won't be here for another couple of weeks.
The big culvert is south of Comanche?
Yes. It's just an inconvenience. I mean, it's at that point, I mean,
they got access. You
know, they've got access.
On an emergency issue right now anyway. And we see these coming up, we got another round coming in. Wouldn't it be apropos to go on as an emergency deal to go out for bid in the future for any of these events that come up so we go on and we get that process started?
Sure, like culvert replacement? Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure Blake could probably help us with, there's a standard that y'all use for pricing, culvert replacements, by the square foot, or?
Yeah, I mean, we do prices on all culverts based on linear foot per the size of the culvert itself, and then, you know, we can get the asphalt quantity of what you have to saw cut.
He's done that at work for a couple of us.
What I'm saying, though, there's standards out there to use so that you know you're not, so to speak, you know, in the dog way.
Countywide, it's going to be hard for sheet piling and stuff like that, anything.
Hard locks.
And what I use for that as a standard was means. Means is, have been traditionally recognized.
RS means?
Yeah, RS means has been traditionally recognized by FEMA and TEDM.
They use it.
As a basis.
That's what they use.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they use RS means.
Okay. But make sure that I or Blake or somebody gives you some sort of structure to say this is what we need to do. And I would encourage you guys, because of these rules that
TEDM
and
FEMA,
yeah, all of them are telling us, is that we can only do this and recover on overtime. And we can't recover our normal daily 8-hour or 10-hour deals. I would encourage you to use contractors.
Yeah.
Because that'll give you the documentation and it'll give you an invoice. And then our guys can go be doing what they ought to be doing anyway.
So yeah, back on the water with the ones open, we're starting the one on Marina Access Road today. It's a 72-inch. They're going to start it today and try to get it in by the rain.
Y'all doing it, or they?
No. Rebels doing it. They're sitting there on site right now. It's a 72 by 90-foot culvert.
The Rebels are also a certified and approved contractor for the county. They're on several federal and our projects right now. So that precludes the bidding process.
They've already been through the 2C before.
Exactly, yeah.
So has that culvert failed, or is just in danger of
that
failing?
That culvert has failed three times, and we put stuff on it. There is 2 5x10 metal plates, 1-inch thick, sitting on it right now so that the traffic can get in and out, because I don't know how many homes are back there in the marina, all those in the bay, the beach. Yeah,
probably 16-17 in the beach.
16-17 in the beach. How many more homes?
Those buildings in Vespa.
How many, you have any idea how many are there?
In Vespa?
Yeah.
Full-time residents, probably, if I had to guess, I'd say 50. If that much.
And that's their only way in and out.
Yeah.
So. Is that yours, the water works?
That's one of our roads. I mean, it's, yeah. And hopefully we can, if FEMA doesn't pay for it, hopefully we can step up, help do some of that. But I think we're going to get it funded through FEMA.
I do too.
Some of it anyway. At least 75% of it, right?
Well, they start, according to CFR, they have to start out at 75%, depending on how the disaster escalates. It won't ever go to 100% like it did, but it could get up to 90%. But it has to start at 75%.
Yeah, it's completely broke out, Judge. Just hanging on with the thread.
You got plate laying over it just so they can get in and out.
We put two loads of material on top of it and put steel plates over it, yeah. And we got them routed around at one side.
They finish today?
Will they finish today?
Yeah.
They may get one side in today. We can't block the traffic. There's no other way. So.
That makes it tough.
Yeah, there is a forced sewer main, there is electricity underground, and 2 fiber in the right way.
It's not hard to see right now.
What about all them pink blue bonnets up there?
That's another equation. I wasn't going to bring that up.
What about George?
Same equation. I think we got some braces for that.
It's been pretty quiet though, Abby. Really, all I have on my road is a bunch of material gone and still have water over a couple of them. Besides patching potholes.
Where did you live? Can we, is there any way to get a, can we get a proposals go out for bid for, like, basically it's like a garter contract. We go out and you bid for emergency contractors.
One side of it.
Wow.
If you get our work and get the wording to us, we can get it out and get it in. What's the deadline again, Brandy? Friday? Get it in the paper.
It'll run following Thursday.
Yeah, it won't run until Thursday.
Wordsmith one real quick. Wordsmith one, yeah, sorry.
Can we move around? Can we run in that safety car or in the ground?
Make an annual.
A disabled veteran?
Contract.
I could word it similar to that engineering thing, but that's basically what we're talking about. I'll see if I can get you some more.
Yeah, it's gonna be Brandy.
That way we can solve future issues, cause we're fixing to get in hurricane season if we're, you know, we keep getting better storms. Then at some point in time, we'll do it anyway, so we might as well get ahead of the curve and do it now.
If y'all can get it to me before Friday, I'll get it in the paper.
Oh, I'll get it to you before Friday. I'll wordsmith something and hopefully Dylan won't shoot me.
We need a motion on that.
Probably so, that's what I.
Always a first second.
Alright. I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon to do what now?
Go out for contractors to do emergency repair work as required.
Okay.
We'll put it on a term basis.
Yeah.
Probably a year.
Say that again?
It'd be an annual, it'd be like the annual bids, except it'd be, you could do a 1 year contract with a 3 year extension on there.
Something like that.
Yeah. With an out clause, you'd be okay.
So the materials are coming pretty quick too, right?
Yes.
I will word something, Judge, very similar to that engineering.
I mean, you can skip the bid process on emergency stuff, I get it, but I don't know how you turn that into a year.
Well.
We're not gonna be in a state of disaster for a whole year.
That's what I'm saying, but if we come into a hurricane, we had a local declaration 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've had another rain event. That doesn't necessarily mean that's gonna piggyback in on that.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So this may be a whole totally different event.
I don't know how they would look at that. It's, to us, it's all the same.
No.
I mean, it just keeps, like the snow running down the hill, it just keeps coming.
If you have a break, there's a certain limit in there on a break between, and that's what determines more.
You got that, buddy.
Why wouldn't we do it all at the same time?
And then you say 2 weeks now, we have another come in to test on the hurricane. We get these things in place.
Yeah.
And that should get this, you know, just kind of helps us a little bit to be able to get these things right with garter. You own the phone. I need sheet piles on this side right here to come get it.
I will wordsmith something and send it to you all before we publish it.
Because even though under emergency, we're kind of, under 2CFR, we're kind of in there. At some point in time, in order to satisfy the 2CFR requirements, we're gonna have to go out and bid for it.
Yes, yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're just, trying to get proactive into it instead of reactive.
I have a motion by Commissioner Brandon. Who seconded the motion? Commissioner McAnally? Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Yeah, you're gonna have to mostly dirt work stuff. Construction of buildings and
Right.
Have you got a specification for free
to the judge?
Yes, sir.
Mark kind of touched on it a minute ago. You got people like Emmett and all that are salaried, so they don't get paid overtime. FEMA policy has always been they don't pay for straight time labor because that would you have had that anyway. You just they would have been in, they would come to work Monday through Friday anyway. So that's why they don't pay for straight. They only pay for overtime because that's the overtime generated because of the event. So in the case of like Emmett and other salary employees that have that cap on there, even though they're putting in the time, they're not going to get paid the overtime. So they can't claim the overtime for FEMA.
Well, now, during Harvey, there was at least two. They got paid for it. I don't think they should have got paid for it.
I agree.
Two elected officials. One got $5,600. One was a constable.
Right, my question's not about the elected officials. You have Michelle Moss working over there. She's a salaried person. She's working a lot of overtime over there at the shelter. You have Emmett that's working a lot of overtime. What do we do about those employees?
Well, I talked to Mark about that. How are we responsible for paying for all that if we decided to pay for that? Because she gets paid half to the state and half to the county.
Yeah.
So wouldn't the state have to pitch in there half too?
I don't know. Then that's the question that I have on that.
She's not going to get comp time or overtime.
Okay.
She's
That's what I thought.
Right. And so the county policy says if for a disaster, this was to happen, that it would have to go to commissioner's court. Y'all would have to approve it on case by case situations.
It would be. But the caveat to that is, if you're a salaried person and you're claiming overtime, you just don't write in over 4 hours overtime. You actually have to have a sheet and say if your normal hours is from 8 to 4, and starting from 4 to 5, you better write down what you were doing that 1 hour. You know, and from 5 to 6, and from 6 to 7, however many hours you're claiming, you've got to keep a log on how many hours you work, what you were doing.
Because she explained to me that she, in case of emergency like this, when declare a disaster, she's in charge of all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
That is her job. That's what the state designates her she has to do.
And so that's a state job?
That's what she gets paid by an animal.
That's what she gets, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she explained to me.
A&M's, this is kind of new. During them kids era, but anyway, the extension, he's recruited them and puts them to, and she was right there.
But that is her job.
She don't
have no choice in that. That is one of her requirements, is to do this trace, or the animals at the shelter. That is.
So if she does any overtime, that would be through the state.
Because that is, she has to do that by her job description. That's in her job.
But I need.
She explained that to me herself.
On the part of Emmett, I need some guidance of what y'all want on that.
Well, I mean, are we paying anybody overtime at this point?
At salary people? Anybody. I'm just. That road bridge is mostly.
Are paying them overtime right now?
We're not paying out. It's going into comp.
Okay.
But we sent out an email yesterday saying we don't need to document it.
Yeah.
So we can turn it over to Carol.
So we're not paying anybody overtime?
No.
Which we have a document.
Same. Only people getting overtime.
Correct. some clarification.
That's the only one you think?
That's the only one that I'm aware of. Is that the only one you're aware of? I don't know, maintenance, even if maintenance did, it still goes in comp. I think he's just the only salary person that I have that I'm.
Well, no, Lonnie is.
I ain't, so I'm not on comp time.
Oh, that's right, you are, so.
And literally in the policy, that's what it says, it's IE, emergency manager and maintenance.
Yeah.
Those are those.
Well, I mean, we just need to look at it when it comes time. When you get all your comp time gathered up. Not like we're gonna pay you right now anyway.
No, they just need to keep up and then we need to do a one-time payoff.
When it's over.
When it's over, we need to do a one-time deal and.
You're still gonna have to count for the hours because still, you turn in the thing, but you're gonna have to have that explanation in there.
Yeah.
That, all the documentation had to be turned in with it one time.
What if Uncle Joe bows his neck and don't send any federal money because he's been still mad at the governor?
His little salary he's getting and his is gonna be just a minuscule in the bucket.
Definitely.
If we don't get it, we don't get it.
I get it. That's what I understand.
That's my question too. I talked to Mark about that the other day on the phone. I said, what happens like up in your area if you don't have the funds to take care of that? I asked Mark that.
Well, in his predicament there, anybody that went by there, that thing for about 2 weeks is night and day over. And I mean, he's there directing them airboats that, we had airboats that came from San Antonio and all over. I mean, it was amazing to see all the response we had and he was, I know he was there because I was there a lot of the time, not nearly as much as him, but.
Nobody's disputing that on Lonnie or him, either one of them, so just keep it documented and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what, you gotta keep your hours documented.
I got a lot of mental time involved.
You turning yours in, Mark?
I don't have any time on it either. I'm trying to make up for that 32 hours that we only work the rest of the year.
Yeah, you. All these 18, 20 hour days y'all are putting in, that's making up for them 32 hour weeks y'all had.
I had to give it to him, but he'll answer my phone at 2 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. I think I might want to probably call you at 2 o'clock in the morning, ask him where we at, what we do is.
No, I think I got some 1 a.m.s on there.
Hope that makes up for our 32.
You got a lot of people crying.
Well, we'll get through it.
Yeah, just talk to
them. We'll get through it.
Keep up with it.
We'll all get through it.
So, the Red Cross has been, we've got a contract with them, but and they've been there from the get-go. In the past, I think we tried to use some local people that came in and did cooking and all that stuff, and pretty good cook. I used to be there to do quality control on them blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
But they opted to not go local, and they got a little different setup there. I mean, instead of blueberry pancakes, they were putting out powdered oatmeal and in the microwave, and but they got them fit. You know, it's all good. But they're big on paperwork, so they presented Emmett with an agreement to utilize the parking lot. And it's not a separate item, but y'all want to take a peek at it, David or anybody?
We had a discussion about that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was to park great big huge 18-wheelers. But take a peek at that and see if that gives you any heartburn.
What'd they charge?
There's no charge. They just like documentation.
I seen a religious bus over there.
Oh, yeah, I did. Billy Graham.
Are they helping people cut trees?
That's the Southern Baptist Pentecostal Convention. They're helping.
Hey, these guys on Hidden Cove may very well need some help cutting some trees. Where that branch is at? Did you get a letter? You want a letter?
Yeah, they're sold.
Well, they need trees. you up with?
All the trees in that branch is felled, this way, some of them on their houses, some of them on the shed.
So we'll be having another meeting about all the volunteers and kind of separate them in different areas. And they will go out and take care of some work in different areas, so.
Well, that's the address on there where it's at.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Well, I had a Red Cross guy come from New York into my office yesterday asking about people who had damage. What do I need to, how can I just sent him across the street to the homeowner association office, but I also gave him a list of a few homes. What do people need to do to get that?
So with Tiedem, what we're doing as a county, we're going through the ISTAT, and we've already done a lot of those damage assessments. Red Cross is our own thing separate, and they'll go out and do the same thing that we're already doing. And they'll go check all these homes that were affected. They go to you to make sure that that area was somewhat affected and try to get an idea. So.
Red Cross, a lot of people don't know this, but Red Cross cannot share their information or do stuff because they're not federally funded. They were created through Congress with non-funding deals. So whatever they gather becomes their property. Okay? So that's why you got the duplication, because they literally, whatever, if they go and look at your house and do assessment and all that kind of stuff, they can't share your information with you.
So do they work with commercial property as well, or do you know?
Typically, they do not.
No. So that parking lot agreement, I may or may not could sign it through the powers of as this being an emergency, but I'd rather have y'all's blessing. I don't
have an issue.
Okay.
The only thing I would comment on is this is for Red Cross, right?
Yes.
How many vehicles they put on there, because you don't want to pack all the Red Cross vehicles, say, if they have 15 sitting up in Polk County or Louisville to use, we don't want to become their parking lot.
What were they saying, Emmett?
So they're saying they're going to have two trucks here, okay, and maybe three cars.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going by that.
Four.
Okay.
Red Cross, so they're bringing in some buckets to pass out to help people clean
their
buckets.
Yeah. I just brought it up through this item here so we could. Yeah, that'd make me feel a little better about signing it.
Storage unit full of those buckets if y'all need them.
Yeah. We got another United Methodist got some buckets for us. We got.
I'm good with it. As long as you're helping folks.
That's it.
As long as you're helping folks. So you need a motion for that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To approve, what does it come?
Parking lot agreement with the Red Cross. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Brandon to approve the parking lot agreement with the Red Cross. Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Thank you, sir.
I think that'd be covered with the original agreement with Red
Cross. Yeah, apparently they're under new leadership, and they every time they use a different location or a different aspect changes to the shelter, they want a different.
Miss to the judge.
Okay.
So when should it expire?
Well, we could put a time on there. It could be, I would suggest next Friday because of.
Why don't you just do it for a year?
I wouldn't. Let's tie it down to this disaster.
This event?
Huh?
Tie it to this event?
15, 16, 17, 24.
The next event.
Huh?
You think the end of next week?
I would say. Well, what happens is sometimes Red Cross will take the.
I'm going to go to to the end of the month.
Sounds good.
Depending on what happens.
If all you know what breaks loose, then we can modify this. We can extend it or something.
So how about the cake? Steve told you how to pond then break.
Beaver pond right down there at the marina.
You know,
and we've had water above the bulkhead. I know I have. My back lawn was underwater, 30 foot.
He said he had a bid of $6,000 to fix it back.
one.
Where?
You know, it's a...
You got a retention fund that blew out?
Right. It's a stupid thing that we inherited in the Cape. It's Beaver Dam, and it borders on to the marina. And, of course, the wall failed.
Is that where the road is there, that goes across it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, them all them big bass that were in there, they all got away, huh?
They in a big lake now.
They might be in Liberty County.
They might be in Liberty County.
So what's the road out to?
They probably were lazy, didn't want to swim too good.
So what's the road out to? That's it. That's gonna be expensive repair there. Very true.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Hey, man, what's the address for the shelter?
250 Live Oak.
250 Live Oak.
Y'all can claim on thing of yourself. You're on subdivision.
They can?
Yep. You can come down with FEMA Africa.
Yep.
That's what I'm gonna do a water well.
Of course, the other thing is that our crud is running around wildly, trying to make sure that our ditches are draining properly, because, you know, it's ugly there.
And that could be detrimental.
Very.
If they get rid of that dirt in the bottom of the ditches, and we get them.
Yep.
So take it with it.
Sure will.
It's just gonna go mad.
Make it wash it down.
If you're president, your POA, get with them and let them get them set up for your own applicant.
Emmett, maximum number. How many spaces are they talking about?
They're really not even spaces on that. I mean,
that's what it's got some blanks here.
They got a drawing in the back there. Count how many they got on the drawing. See a test map.
Parking for West Distribution. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Next time we pull up over there, that we might have to pay them 50 cents to park there.
And she was calling for help. She said she'd been there for 2 hours. She was calling for help. She was telling them she was on Comanche. Some of your pictures.
What's
that? A lady was stuck on Old Stanley East for 2 hours yesterday. Why tell them she was on command? She didn't know where she was at. Eighty-year-old woman. Had no business going through there.
Oh, my Lord.
Somebody told me they tried to go through Staley, their old bus, last week. And they said it was bad for them in their truck.
Yeah, somebody commented on Facebook.
I tell them, fuck you.
That's a commission.
That's what somebody said.
Are you on both our pages?
Blackmail.
No, I'm on nobody's page.
Don't put your name out there. Nope. It's not there enough.
Did you hear one go?
Yeah.
Make copies?
I guess. You need to. Have they signed it?
Yes,
they need a copy of it. Okay. Anything else under item number 10? Not item number 11. Oh, yes, sir. I got distracted. Let me see here.
This is on when we were. Didn't go out for bid, but this sheet was sent in on the hauling on our rotor mill and our rack, dated the 22nd of April, which would have been when we were going to open this. And we just need to go ahead and, I think, approve this. In this item here. This shows the hauling for all four precincts of pricing.
He's further haul, though. It's
right,
a lot further
right,
haul.
Right.
$15 a ton versus $10 a ton.
I guess I could have it hauled to them and then.
One, two, and three is the same price, and then precinct four is $5 a ton.
Can you haul it for $5 a ton?
From their yards?
Yeah.
No. I hauled some of it. I had a guy run, I don't know how many days in a row, we hauled it for zero. I mean, just our cost. But I can't afford to keep doing that. I don't have a problem doing this, and it would be, what's that word I'm looking for, Commissioner?
Extenuating circumstances.
But I'm not using him to haul mine. I'm trying to use local people at this same rate, and I don't know if that throws a kink in the plan or not, but if some of my taxpayers want to talk to me, I think I should have the right to let them haul it.
Sure.
And make the same thing.
Absolutely.
I think we can in our motion.
Good morning.
I think in our motion we can state that local people can haul at this same price.
That's why I think when we go out for bid for our freight rate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I gave him the original.
Put it on there.
I'm sorry.
When we go out for bid for materials and we go out for bid for a freight rate, right, there needs to be a freight rate from 1 to 10 miles.
I put it in the paper this past time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying when we go up for bid for our normal
next year,
just go ahead and approve
annual
that.
Our
annual bid.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to put that in there. I went in the Excel and took all the information off from the previous person, and so I have a blank copy.
And that's the one that had the freight schedule? Yeah.
From one
to somebody. Yeah, that was what Walker County had approved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one Walker County approved.
But I took all of that information off.
Yeah, but that's.
It went out in the paper this past time as well. So I'll keep that with my annual material bid.
Well, I don't know. I'd make that motion to approve this freight rate, $10 a ton for 1, 2, and 3, and then 15 for precinct 4.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natino, a second by Commissioner McAnally to approve
a rate of $10 a ton.
$10 a ton to 1, 2, and 3, and $15 a ton to precinct 4. I'm just curious, what are we paying other? Is this a better rate than we already got, or do we have any contracts of this nature?
I don't think we've got any. I mean, so when we haul hot mix, we just call up through Vulcan and say, hey, we need two trucks, two oversized trucks, whatever it is, and they just bill us with the hot mix freight rate.
Because they're approved vendor, and we don't.
They're approved vendor, and that's what this is. Actually do.
So like your truck, you got a truck now, they would get that, and not that we're patronizing you, because you got a contract with Vulcan. So if we call Vulcan and say we need 200 tons of hot mix and we need 5 trucks, they're going to get trucks from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Where? Mm-hmm. So we really don't have a bid. It's just kind of like whatever the freight rate is.
As long as they're a vendor.
Yeah, well,
they're in that. And that's why I said, this company is one of our vendors that is approved by Cord.
Okay.
And well, they just added the freight rate.
To it.
This is just an addendum to their rate.
Who is the company?
It's James. James Construction.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
There'll be some big bills coming in next, Commissioner's Court.
I cut a quote for the 120-inch culvert to $79,000 for a foot.
$79,000?
That's just for the culvert, right?
Mm.
Huh? It's just the price to cover.
Is it Dean?
Yeah, we got them.
They don't realize what it cost.
What gauge?
Ten?
Ten gauge. The bigger diameter, the larger the gauge.
Gauge, yeah.
That's price.
That's on that culvert. That's in the field. I'll get with you on it, because.
Oh, you bought that from Lakeside?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Okay. But I don't need, you can, we'll work out the other.
Have you already paid for it?
Oh, yeah. We'll do something, do a change or something.
Call Mr. Wilson, him up there?
I just got a price on an 8-foot by 45 foot long on 14 gauge, and delivered was $7,900 for just a culvert.
Just a culvert.
Dropped on location.
Damn.
Was $7,900 for 8-foot, 45 foot long. Which I didn't think bad.
No, it's not bad.
And he said that if we needed whatever we needed, that they could roll it probably and take them about 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If they have the materials to roll.
If they have the material, yes.
They normally got it on stock there.
They've got pretty good.
They got inventory down there now.
The ones I got was Seabreeze, and they're a vendor also, they get us. When it hit, I just went ahead and got them. I got them coming. Bring them to me.
I got them there. They rolled in mine. They rolled in yours, yes. Same thing.
Something I didn't have too many big culverts failures.
I've got the one in Cedar Valley that it's got to be lengthened. It's blown out.
I had one over there on Buck Creek that we'd already purchased a culvert for. Sitting on the ground over there when it's come in, like 70 foot, 60 inch.
So you're gonna just buy one, and that way.
Did you get any 60 inch?
I got some 60s. I got a spare 48.
Okay. I didn't know if you had these, because I could take 260s and bring in.
I'll look and see. But anyway, I need to just order it so I'll have the invoice to build FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
I just purchased a new bucket for my great old, the thumb on it.
60.
See, they told me you couldn't put a thumb on it.
You had to order the new bucket and everything.
I just called them the other day.
Yeah, 60.
$13,000, almost $14,000.
So does the thumb stay on the constant, or can you put it on?
It's on the bucket.
Oh, you change.
It's bucket and all.
So is it hydraulic or fixed? It's a fixed thumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, we'll take care of it.
How long is it going to be before you get it in?
Being bought, I'm delivering it today.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's for your what?
Great old. And trees.
Well, that's...
Well, we got a bunch down.
So that's a quick connect too?
Yeah.
Oh, you mowed it?
Yeah.
No,
for my great
old. I called Case last Monday. And
they have one on stock in Beaumont, and they sent it to us. Mm-hmm.
And the guy told me, he said, no, we don't even make them.
He's full of mess.
Asco.
Well, I know you can practice.
Well, according to who you talked to, it took us 2 days to get through to anybody. Leave a phone number for yourselves, and then we'd call you back, then we'd call you back.
I was asking. Yeah, that's cat sales down there. Left cat. That's the way they did it.
All right. Anything else under 10? If not, we'll move to 11. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the bond renewals for Sanderson County Treasurer.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Brandon. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Item number 6, consider approval of claims.
You don't have any corrections?
What?
Mark, just your mark.
No, are you gonna tell them? I mean, or did you correct it?
I corrected it.
Okay, all right.
And I said it corrected.
All right, cool.
Mark graded my work. He red pinned me.
Makes me feel good.
He was actually yelling highlighter.
Yellow crayon.
Two mistakes, one was yours, one was mine.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno to pay the bills, second by Commissioner Brandon, I believe.
That's what I heard.
Any questions? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimous, 5-0. Number seven, consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications.
No, I hadn't seen that one. Well, you know, our mail emails were acting up really bad for a couple of days, but no, I don't have this one on here.
He had to come reset my computer yesterday. I was a week behind on emails. It said May 7th, and I thought, I was in school, and I thought, I didn't get no emails, and I read the date. But he come, did whatever he did. It's a storage issue with me.
Okay.
I get the emails, and I don't know what it means. I just do away with it. Next thing you know, I'm locked up.
Did you want to add that one, too?
I don't know why she didn't get that. That's why I asked her. I'm moving money out of part-time into a full-time lineup.
Big lump sum.
So the way.
You talking about somebody that's part-time's gonna be full-time?
No, I'm moving money out of my part-time line item to a full-time position. And I don't know why she didn't get it.
How does that, to cover like overtime or something like that?
No, Carolina is going to work for the four commissioners on trying to get all of this stuff.
Okay.
And we're increasing that one line item that I hadn't been using.
I was telling Marty, Commissioner Brandon, let's get some good guys.
But she is
and hell, he was in.
She's helping do all of it.
Awesome, it's working out good. That's great.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Them Tatum guys said they couldn't believe y'all had all your ducks in a row and everything's all worked up. This ain't y'all's first rodeo.
See, him and Mark was.
They were very impressed.
We're doing it a little bit different this time.
They rode together.
And it's working better.
I mean, that color.
Well, that's good. Then
we know more.
2 or 3 years later, we ain't got to scramble hunting. Where's all that stuff?
You didn't take me.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
But that's what that
is.
Yeah, like I've seen his blue form come
across.
Budget
amendments?
Yeah.
I thought he did.
But yeah, my kids.
They should do another one in here, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Lisa works, she's a school teacher.
You seen anything of those?
Yeah.
Revenue service. But that's
what you did.
Yeah, okay. Who's a new hire? I don't know who he is.
No.
The other day?
No.
Okay.
And the other two that were added over there?
Where?
That I gave you earlier. Did you put it in front?
I don't know.
You put what?
So when did they get put in here?
That money.
I hadn't seen them before.
And where?
This?
Hi, Carolyn.
That's what it is. And I'm telling you, my husband called me and wrote this one.
Now, this is going on next.
He's still well. can get one down there, check it, run it back. Get you some kind of go down there, I want to.
Well, this didn't get on the agenda, don't worry about that.
Well, no.
Says discussion regarding a budget amendment. Budget amendment, Kelly?
I have the budget amendment, and I gave it to you.
Yeah, I'll find it then, you gave it to me.
Did you tell you about this change?
Because I thought she talked to, like, Tina. Yeah, but it's still.
Fine, I'll transfer.
That's the treasurer's.
$16? I don't know about this line item transfer for $16 for the treasurer's office. You got a line item transfer for $16?
They all went there, they put on my shirt.
Office supplies or something.
Oh.
Okey-dokey. This is the one you're talking about. So this was in the pile. This is new.
It was supposed to be in there, and I don't know.
Because he filed a request to the LLC, but he didn't start like that. We're trying to get. Put it on.
Yes, I mean, you're all.
That we talked about. We didn't approve anything, we said we're all budget.
And that's it.
But we didn't vote on anything.
He stole my chair.
Put me a load. All I did was say, you need to do a budget, so here we are. So, the last time we met, we talked about the SB 22 money of the district attorney, and we determined that you just need to do a budget amendment to roll that money into your budget. So, now you got DA number three.
Yes, sir.
You don't have but two positions. I mean, you got a new person who's now a lawyer, but you only got two positions in the budget, right?
Well, no, Judge, I'm creating the new ADA three position out of that Senate Bill 22. That was my request.
Okay.
And that and the back position.
Yeah, because I mean, the other plan to do, you I don't know how you would have spent all the money in the 6 months that we got, you got to spend it by.
Even if I fund those at the current rate, it wouldn't spend all that money. So
right.
The two things that I can do with my Senate Bill 22 money, my scope on Senate Bill 22 is way much more limited than the sheriff's office. I can't spend it on equipment. I can only spend it on.
I agree.
Positions or salaries.
The only point one of the points I was making, though, in your current budget, you don't have a
correct
DA three.
Yes, sir.
This will enable you to do that.
Correct.
But it says increase of the position, so
that's just adding your position.
Correct, Judge. The other thing is because if I pay,
what is she going to be getting paid?
What is she getting paid? She's getting.
I know it's more than $31,000 if she's a lawyer.
Correct. That would just be the rate through September 30th, where I've got to burn this money, and I would budget it the next year accordingly. But okay, since I have to spend the entire $175 by September 30th, that's her hourly rate. And then basically, Judge, what I'm doing, according to the guidance I'm getting from the comptroller's office, the only other thing I can do is split it up between the staff that I have. And that's not including all my staff.
Okay.
I can only use it on ADAs, investigators, and facts.
Well, it says victims coordinator increase 21,818.
Correct, because those are the.
You don't actually have one. Same. You got two DAs that we split the salary, and they each. I thought they split it equally. Turns out your predecessors gave a big chunk to one and not so big of a chunk to the other.
Right. And
So are you creating a new, is there going to be a new person that's going to be the victims coordinator? Is that?
Yes, yes, Judge.
And till the end of the year, that they're going to be paid $21,818?
That's based off the loaded rate on the hours remaining in the financial year. Yes, sir.
Who is that?
I don't know. I haven't hired them yet because the position.
That's all I'm trying to figure out, whether we're putting two or three hats on one and there's gonna be somebody that's gonna be.
No, sir.
Time he gets his assistant DA money and his victims coordinator money, he's making $156,000.
No, double dipping. What I'm trying to do is, Judge, the long-term plan is to uncouple all these different sources of income for the ADA so there's one primary funding.
I know, but we kind of understand who's getting what.
Right. These are
part-time increase times two.
Right. So that I can hire new positions, and these are two positions that I only.
Is this money that somebody's already there going to be getting, or is this, that's for two more? Okay.
These are people who basically help me do special projects, like we have the new LGS system. So if we do data entry from this till the end of September, it'll help the clerk's offices out as well as.
There was another sheet that it had. New DA, $111,000.
That's the loaded number, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if this don't come next year, this will all go away.
Correct. And everybody, once this hits, the one thing that everybody is doing will go into their personal file is, I understand that this is temporary, this is based on Senate Bill 22. Additionally, one of the other things to spend the excess money, Commissioner, is they're all, the only thing I can do else with the money is either increase their pay through end of September or send it back to Austin.
Yeah.
So they sent the money and the budget year started in October, but they didn't even make it where you could apply until like January or something.
And so. I think I got it at the end of March is when I got the money.
And
so
this is a new plan.
Well, just so I can make the world understand and make me understand.
I'll be happy to walk you through
DA through three. If this was October 1st of the starting a brand new budget year, what would that number be?
Their loaded number would be 103, Judge. Okay. So that's their benefits, everything except longevity.
And that's what your current?
Right. That's rated with my current ADAs. Everybody, and you're right, Judge, there is a discrepancy there. But I can't take 12 grand away from one guy and still expect him to work for me overnight. So. What I'm trying to do is
one of them's been doing it about 30 years, and she's starting out. And they're not at the same rate, are they?
The ADAs?
Yeah.
No, Judge, they're not. They get different benefits through. They get a different bump basically through the discretionary pay.
Discretionary.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm not asking about that because
the
victims coordinator.
The victims coordinator. I think the loaded number. Let's see.
Okay, so there was $24,000 being split to the two DAs for victims coordinator.
Right.
They're not going to be doing victims coordinator work anymore, but you're not talking about taking that away.
No, Judge. I'd like to, but the
you grant, like for your hands to stay
like
with
them to stay.
Too.
Sure. The grant period for the what everybody else in Texas uses, they use the state VAT grant. Now, that grant funding opens in February. So I'm kind of, and it runs for 2 years. So I've got an off kilter with my budget process. So I'm kind of, the way I've described it is, you're taking apart one Jenga tower while you're building one on top of it.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking to do is, if we could cover this until I can secure that state VAT grant, at that point, they'll be taken off the Senate Bill 22.
Well, this is the first time I think I've seen employees getting paid more than the elected officials, or at least some of us.
They work hard, Judge. I would rather them, you know.
Are you taking applications? It pays more than what I'm making, right?
You bet, Judge. No, I we have a crew of local guys in my office. That's something that
I like. That. That's good. That's a good thing.
And I had somebody who stuck with me, and she has stuck with me through finishing out of law school, passing the bar, so. I certainly want to keep that somebody who's that dedicated in my office. So, to give the overview, yes, the loaded numbers. So, Commissioner, the loaded number for ADA 3, this is benefits everything but longevity, would be 103,279.69 per year. So, estimated off the working hours and the loaded hourly rate until September 30th. That's where you get those numbers, that 31 and that 21 for the ADA VAT respectively.
Right.
So the loaded number for the VAC would be 79051. So that basically takes care of the Senate Bill 22. What I'm going to use the two part-timers for is just to, I can't hire contract employees. That much has been cleared through comptroller's office.
Is the coordinator going to be one of the DAs?
No.
That's a whole new person.
It's a separate position, Judge. It's not, Judge, right now with the amount of victims' crimes that we're pursuing.
Well, how are you paying the DA? I know you're not going to just pay her $31,000 for the second half of the year.
No, Judge. This is amending it through this financial year. Next year, I will have a different financial budget for our Senate bill.
When you add 31 too, how much is she already getting?
She's getting paid $20 an hour out of my asset forfeiture fund.
She's a temp, though.
Yes.
Speaking of that, we need to do something with that hoe. Quick.
What's that?
The track hoe you've seized.
It's been filed, so at this point, the problem is the finance company that owns it.
Oh, there's a lien?
There's a lien on the.
Oh, well, that's not what we understood. Yeah, we thought it was
a lien. It's not that much, though. I think I'd have to check with Mr. Dodson.
If we took it, we'd have to pay the bank off.
Mm-hmm. I think the amount of the lien is somewhere in the neighborhood. I want to say he had determined it to be around 25 to 30. So that's all that's financed on.
Off on 15. Off on 15.
Well, it don't matter anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, it's filed. It's filed, so,
That's so DA1 and DA2.
Yes, sir. So that's...
You're splitting the increase equally. You have a chance here to balance the inequities where they'd both be making the same, but I mean, that's just...
And Judge, so the rest of the increases, if you'll look at it, so what I'm doing...
I think one of them's been there a lot longer with you, but he's the one making the less money. I'm just trying to figure it out, that's all.
Yeah, Judge, what the balance is, the rest of the balances basically go to, that is... With the two part-time positions accounted for, yes, it is basically an equal split for everybody in my office. That is what the rest of the money is done. That was the most fair thing to do, was everybody that I can spend the money on, I shared it equally, so everybody gets an equal share.
So I got some free money, and I was using seizure money to supplement everybody's. I would cut that out and just use it.
Right, and that's the plan long-term. Right, the plan long term is to do that, and like I said,
that's not our business. I'm just doing
right, and I don't use. I only use forfeiture. I use that to just have like interns and stuff like that. The discretionary money, I do want to try to use that differently with this, because that is money that I can use to assist everybody. Yes. Right. So that's the plan. Is if the commissioners approves this, then I can take all these guys off the discretionary fund for the rest of the year. So that way, the other people could get more of a share of the discretionary fund. The people whose salaries I can't raise.
They're getting an increase of 17. What is their total salary? What does that bring them to?
That brings them to, their total salary is 86, Judge. That would give them 86 plus 17. So
okay, about 103 or so.
Yes, sir.
Same as
30. Yeah, that's the intent, was to keep it all the same.
Yeah, that's a good policy. I mean, I don't know about one that's been practicing 30 years getting the same as the one that just started.
Sure.
But that's your business.
So I think your group health is a little high. I mean, I'm not picking it today.
And that was the number I got.
Should be $10,000 a year, and you're only funding it for how many months? You're having two new people with group health, right?
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
It may be a little high because we are having to plug some of the money. It's not all of these numbers are not quite set in stone because we're having to because there's going to be time that they're not going to have insurance. There's time that because they've got like a 60, 90 day, so all of the numbers are a little inflated on that, so.
Commissioner, there's no two ways about this. Some of this money's going back to Austin. I mean, it's just not possible for me to spend all this money.
Can I have something with it too, for work or something?
I cannot spend, I can do it for salaries or hire people. So, some of this money.
Need to hire an accountant?
I wish, yeah. Well, what I could spend it on. Yeah, well, I mean, I've spread seizure money fairly liberally to help people out, but with this, I can do those positions. That's about it, right? The other thing too is, I don't want to be a cause by being too ambitious on my use of the Senate Bill 22 money. I don't want to be a cause that somebody might cite to take it away in the future. Okay, so I'm just trying to
send it a little bit back.
Well, if y'all approved it today and I walked out in the hallway and hired the first person I possibly could as my back, right? If I walked out there and hired a back, it's still gonna take time to onboard and stuff like that. So some of this money's going back to Boston. There's no two ways about it. It's just the way that they sent it out at the end of March.
Because that he has to have it spent before 9:30.
Yeah.
Same thing with the sheriff's money. It has to be spent before 9:30.
Communication money.
Yes, yeah. And it will all go back.
Yeah, some of my money is going back to Austin. There's just no two ways about it. That's just how it goes. But what I've tried to do is I've tried to make the best use of this money that, you know, basically Austin is sending us. I'm trying not to send as much of it back as I can.
Good deal.
All right. Okay.
Any other questions? Can we get a motion? I have a motion by Commissioner McAnally to approve the budget minimus and revenue certifications. And I thought I had a second by.
I'll second it.
I got Mr. Brandon over here. By Commissioner Brandon. Any comments or questions?
I got one.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not against it.
Yes.
I'm all for y'all's deal. You know, I've sat here through 6 or 7 months of this, or 8 months, of coming here listening to the Sheriff's Department and their issues with this Senate Bill 22 money. And their money was designed for raises too, is it? But we cannot give them raises. But if we sit up here in Commissioner's Court today and we vote to give one group a raise with the money that was through the Senate Bill 22, and I understand there was some other stuff that was involved with it, with like communication stuff they want to do, but we couldn't even give our Sheriff's Department a raise. But we can sit up here today and vote to give one part a raise out of the same money. But
can I remind you though, they told us it was coming. We didn't have the money. We went ahead and put it into the budgets. They already got the raise that to comply.
Well, I understand that.
And we never said you're going to get, when the money actually gets here, you're going to get it again on top of it. We didn't say that.
Yeah, I think that's where the misunderstanding is at, because we came in here many times and we give them, you know, comp payout, overtime payout. Let me finish, and all that stuff. And then we gave them a $3 an hour raise, going to cure their problem, and all of a sudden they're right back where they were. And then, like the judge said, we gave them the raise pre-22, and what the 22 said was, that was to bring them up to that magic number.
We did the DA's office too.
That was new creations.
No, we give the DA's office raises too, and we give the county raises.
We do. But can we?
Well, we give everybody a raise.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is it fair to all the other employees in the county to duplicate a raise for everybody else except other people in the county?
Is it fair? Is it fair for their office to get a raise? Is the rest of the county not getting a raise?
They're trying to use their Senate Bill 22 money.
Well, I understand what they're using it for, and I'm not against it.
No, I'm not.
I'm just saying that we can sit here though and do it for them. But we couldn't do it for the Sheriff's Department with the same SB 22 money.
But we already gave it.
We already gave it to them. Because we were told we had to bring everything up to even apply for the grant.
We didn't give it to them for raises.
The next biggest crisis they had was the radios hanging off the wall. That's where the 350 was going.
Yes.
We solved that problem that they created.
Yeah.
It's the same pot of money, though. It's the exact same pot of money.
We upped the money ahead of time.
though, a year behind.
What Bill does right here is we still have, it needs to be corrected in the revenues, the 300, you still got the SO grant revenue and the DA grant revenue in the same one, they need to be split.
And no offense, we're hiring a woman today, we're hiring someone today, I don't know, woman or man today. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's gonna get top money. Correct me if I'm wrong.
For the DA?
For the DA's office.
She gets good money, I mean, it's a good salary.
Is it top money?
It's good money, I can't complain.
But she's also working right now for $20 an hour.
Correct, and she's worked for $20 an hour for a year.
And when this Senate bill money runs out, she may not have a job.
Correct. And she.
So it could be temporary part-time.
One of the persons I asked whether they were interested in the back position has already told me, Todd, I don't wanna do it because it's a grant-funded position.
I know,
and I'm not taking offense.
I'm just at the sheriff's department, I'll sit here and watch these guys come in here and go through all this rigmarole, and then we get to today, and there's not even a gripe, there's not even a question.
Oh, there's a gripe now.
No, it's not even me. But I didn't hear y'all say nothing about her getting top money, like y'all did the sheriff's department.
We've already given it to him, what we're doing now is letting him spend his or he's gonna lose it, Donnie.
Did we give the sheriff's department all their employees that raises like they asked for?
Yes.
Money?
We did.
Yes, before we got the money, we gave it to them.
Matter of fact, if you go back and look on the detention side, the only reason why some of them didn't get the money was because the sheriff didn't give the dang raise.
No, we didn't give the money to them like they was asking for, and y'all know that.
No, we don't know it, we already gave it to them when they said you gotta raise their salary to get this federal grant money, or state grant money.
Well, regardless, if the sheriff had come in and asked for new positions, it wouldn't have been a problem. We could have gave him two or three new positions, he could have moved on down the road.
That's it.
Any other questions or comment on the budget amendments and revenue certifications? All in favor say aye. All opposed?
I need to use a tracker first.
I'll put your name on it.
So did everybody vote for it?
Or, yep.
Okay. It's unanimous, 5-0.
I wasn't against him getting it.
Oh, this is on the bills.
Yes, sir.
Bills.
And do y'all need me for executive session or anything else?
I got something going to executive session about.
I can hang on.
I mean, I don't know if.
Where's the, where's your.
I don't know if he needs to be there or not. I
got some here, I just don't know if.
What else we got on here?
They're all attached.
Sister reports.
Y'all can raise that sheriff all day long. That's why I said you can just, and I would have gave them over to her. She'd get done now. Every time you certify Mac 90, it's an increase.
This covers that.
That's the certification.
This is all of them. Just these. Oh, that's all.
That's all. The DAs. All the DAs. I think this is that one.
Oh, yes. Where's Commissioner McAnally's?
So how do you translate this when you go back?
That is. That's the Constable Sam Houston.
Nothing really happened.
Well, I've got the
$16.
That's kind of way out there in my mind.
All right, I need those so I can see. Please, thank you.
That's one of the problems. I probably know that too.
more money out of you. More money out of you.
A lot of people kind of stay in their lane and do what they do best.
Well, I've seen here, somebody's really going home and doing something.
So, do we have something we have to go into executive session on?
I would like to, on real property.
All right. Item, the closed executive session, it's come to my attention, there's a, an item regarding real estate. So pursuant to Government Code Section 551-071-072-072-507-4-076, we're going to adjourn at 10:40, go into executive session.
This is a real quick question.
Regarding real estate, 10:40.
Yes, sir.
It's 11:08, we've adjourned executive session and reconvened in regular session at 11:08. Item number 12, adjourn executive session, reconvene regular session to for discussion and possible vote of items discussed in executive session. We talked about what we may do on a piece of real property. Actually, we're going to put on the next agenda, we decided we don't need a vote on this to put the property up where the extension used to be and on the market, advertise and try to sell it. Unless y'all wanted to, well, if we voted on that today, she could run it in the paper.
Yes,
if y'all want to.
Yeah, we might as well go ahead, you know, not even, that way you won't have to put it on the next court.
Yeah, it'd just be 2 weeks.
To proceed with the sale of the extension office building.
I'll second it.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, with a second by Commissioner Mars to advertise for bid to sell. Now, we've sold property in two different ways. Sometimes we advertise, and then one time we put it on the, what was that, the Renee Bates?
Renee Bates is what we sold.
Whatever y'all decide to do with it.
If we just want to advertise, we can do it that way.
Let's just say we advertise and we get the bids in, and we don't like it, we can reject it.
To sell extension property in Shepherd. Y'all all know what that is. I don't.
Right. Do we want to put some kind of amount on now or just look at it later?
Minimum 200,000 or something, maybe? I don't know. It's kind of, how much land's there? Acre, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, I need to put something in there. Otherwise, you have people.
Just put a minimum of 200,000 or something.
$10,000. Yeah.
Well, I guess in that motion, do you need to check, somebody needs to check the deed to make sure it's not a revert clause in there before we do
that? We can do that. Yeah, I know how to do that.
$200,000 minimum? Yeah. See where it goes.
$200,000 minimum. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. Next, we talked about, we have one of our employees who has got some bigger aspirations and things he wants to do to move on with his career and life, and I wish I could
convince him
to stay, but anyway, we've received an oral resignation by Lonnie Thomas with maintenance over effective June the 3rd, because he's going to start the law enforcement accreditation school, or I guess that's what you call it. I don't know the exact term, but man, I'm gonna miss not being able to just call and it something gets fixed right then. And the job you've done over the last 2.5 years has been outstanding. You've done a terrific job, Lonnie. And we
absolutely good. Absolutely.
We appreciate everything you've done.
And we don't want to see you leave. We want to see you come back doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what we want to see.
But I guess I need a motion to accept Mr. Thomas's.
Accept his resignation.
Right, effective June 3rd.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I want to make a motion to advertise for bids for that job too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner McInally to advertise for maintenance supervisor. So that could go into next week's paper.
Run for 2 weeks, huh?
Run to middle of June.
Huh?
That's early.
Early as we can.
Well, next week, that'd be roughly the 22nd or 3rd. If you run it for 2 weeks, you're going to be up in the middle of June before we can do anything.
I would say advertise and take applications. We don't have to close it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. This fellow that you mentioned that works with you, I'd encourage him to turn something in.
Please.
ASAP, and we can.
Y'all want a new form of application or resume? A new application on top of this current employee?
Yeah, an application, and if he wants to attach a resume, the more information, the better.
Yes, sir. All right.
I have a motion by Commissioner Tuno, a second by Commissioner McNally to advertise.
On the judge, is it possible to post that on the county website?
Absolutely.
That might be an easier way to do it.
Yeah.
Just my docent on
it. Yeah, we will, and put it on the website. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have that. 5-0. You got all that?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
You got a motion and a second? All in favor?
Percent.
DMDB. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Well, thank y'all, gentlemen.